This is having a drastic effect on school budgets. It's resulting in cuts to various classes, to after-school activities, and it's having a direct impact on children. That becomes even more concerning for me as the elected representative for this area, but it also is concerning for parents out there who are now also coming, knocking down my office doors and asking what has been done. People are clearly calling for the Assembly to be re-established to deal with these issues. That's why people elect politicians, that's why people elect me, and that's why people elect political parties. It's time that people stepped up the plate and realised that we're facing a crisis in health and in education, and in education in particular now, when these schools are directly feeling the pinch.
Talks on re-establishing the institutions and getting the Assembly and Executive back up and running are underway again today in London, but given what's happening on the sidelines between the DUP and Theresa May's minority government, is that more or less likely to be successful?
It's going to be very interesting to watch, and none of us know what's going to happen. That's the unfortunate situation that we're in. But I do know that an agreement is possible, but there needs to be a political will and leadership by the two parties that are holding up the progress here, which is the DUP and Sinn Féin, because if they stepped up, went back into the executive, we could move very quickly as legislators to tackle these issues. So make no mistake about it, to the listeners out there, the buck stops with the politicians at Stormont. It's high time the politicians stood up to the plate and got this issue resolved. And people out there have the power to make that happen by knocking down the door of every single one of their elected representatives to make sure that message is heard. We cannot have our children suffer as a consequence of a complete failed political situation at Stormont. We need to deal with this now, and it needs to be dealt with straight away.
But even if you were to go back into the Assembly in the morning, the reality is you will have to try and get an education budget together to tackle the needs that you've identified. Will that money be available to you whether or not you're in the executive or you're in Stormont?
Well, the money is available. That's the beauty of devolved administration, the devolved government at Stormont. The executive have discretion to allocate funds to alleviate major pressures. Things are tight, there's no disputing that, but there very, very much needs to be money directed into education. It's been majorly underinvested in. We're going to face an org situation where our teachers aren't going to get a pay raise. At 1%, we need to get these things sorted out now. People are losing heart and people are getting very, very concerned. Education is a top priority. Health and education are two solid priorities, and both of them are in crisis now. Teachers are suffering, nurses, doctors are suffering, and as an end goal to that, it'll be patients and it'll be children that'll suffer most. We have to step up. We as politicians have a duty, and we need to step up and deliver on it.